game.
Thursday night, March 28th, you're listening to Kayak Fishing Radio. I'm Chip Gibson, a tree hugger, and it's getting warmer here in Atlanta, but it's been freezing for the most part this week. So, but I heard spring was here, and I heard that they also had filed a lawsuit against that Punxsutawney Phil character, the groundhog. Because he didn't predict the weather properly. Joining me here on Buzzards Row is the man himself from Will It Fish, Mr. Bill Howard at Taywood. Hey, man, how are you?
Oh, good. What's going on?
Like I said, it's starting to warm up. I'm with him on the lawsuit against the groundhog. But, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but the groundhog thing, isn't that kind of like an irony thing, like he said, okay, if the groundhog sees his shadow, he goes back in his hole, and there'll be six more weeks of winter. But if he doesn't see his shadow, then, okay, spring is on its way. But it's still like Groundhog Day is 6 weeks away from the first day of spring, right? No matter what,
yeah.
No matter what the stupid groundhog sees.
I don't know. Where I'm from, we shoot groundhogs, so.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't depend on them for our weather report.
Right. Oh, hold on. I forgot to hit the. Yeah, so I forgot to turn on the app. So we're broadcasting live. I have to do it a little different when I'm on live. So let's see where we're at here. And the player on Blog Talk Radio is not working. All right. All right. Joining us now. We haven't heard from him in a while. So I'll give it up for. The man with the golden voice, Mr. Becker. Yeah? Are you there? Well, I see him, but I don't hear him. So. That was a good one. All right. Let's see who else is on here. Area code 703, you're on the air. Lou. All right. So.
Hey, Chip, Dave.
Hey, Dave, what's going on, man?
Yeah, man. I'm still trying to figure out how to log on to the silly website. There's too many ways to get in.
It just takes a while, man. Are you on the Kayak Fishing Radio page or on the Blog Talk Radio?
I've been all over the place trying to get in. I think I'm logged in as a guest, but I can't type or anything right now, so I just dialed in.
All right, that's good.
All right. Man.
We're waiting on Mr. Becker to show up here. He's dialed in, but he's not on the All right, so now the Blog Talk Radio player is working. It's just cold. It's cold here in Atlanta, and I know it's cold up there. I mean, Bill, you said what? It's 37 degrees down where you were this morning?
Yeah, this morning it was 37 in Lakeland, like 41 in Tampa. Last couple nights it's been cold.
Man.
But it's warming up.
Yeah?
This weekend looks really, really nice.
Good. What's the wind
probably
saying?
Got the fish a little confused, but.
Yeah. Well, I'm headed north, so the wind should just die down a little bit for you.
Good.
Yeah. So.
And, yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that, right? You guys got snow on the ground up there, Kev?
Nah, it's all melted. It was a balmy 48 out there today, I think.
A balmy 48, man. And you're right up on the edge of Maryland, right? Are you still in Virginia?
No, Virginia, but it's, you know, we're not too far from the Chesapeake. Chesapeake influences us a lot over here.
Yeah, right. So, well, joining us in the chat room, we've got a couple of guests. If you're a guest, you can log in using a social media account, and you'll be able to partake inside of the chat room and join in on all that fun. The chat room is a little bit racier than our family-oriented live show, over-the-air show. So, but the Java chick is in there, and she'll be sure to hand out red cards if you get out of hand. So, also, R. Lee and Yak Angler Adam, the man from yakangler.com, and I'll give them a little prop here. So, here we go. How about that?
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
All right, and we'll give Mr. Becker another try. I did the music and everything, man, and you weren't ready.
I know, man, and I was right there. I don't know what the deal was with the audio, but there was no mute button involved. There was nothing. I was like, oh, man. Man, I could have done it. So
you know what? This is referred to as fashionably late.
Fashionably late. Yes, you are fashionably late. So
there you go.
You're a little more fashionable. Slow it down a little bit for you.
There you go. Thanks, man.
There you go. Chris says she's not handing out a thing. It's not her show, so she's going to get ugly in it. She's going to go ugly early inside there, right? Okay. Well, I hope everyone has had a good week. I've been in school all week learning continuous process improvement and Six Sigma and lean techniques and all that good stuff. But looking forward to spring break is next week for our local schools. So maybe we'll get out, get a little fishing done. But what's up down there? Man, what are you guys doing, Bill?
Saturday, we got a big Heroes on the Water event.
Right?
At Fort DeSoto Park.
Uh-huh.
We have upwards of 10 vets coming out. These are all 10 new vets. So it's going to be a great, great time.
Right.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Cool. And these... You guys are, this is with the Heroes on the Water chapter there in Tampa Bay, right?
In Tampa, yeah. There is only one chapter now in the Tampa Bay area.
Okay.
And that's us. There is a Sarasota Bradenton chapter. But yeah, we are now the sole chapter in Tampa Bay. We got four Jackson kayaks and a bunch of equipment coming, and so we're really looking forward to getting this. It's been a long, difficult process to get everything going and in place. We had some unique circumstances that we had to overcome. So,
right.
I'm really looking forward to it. I think we finally hit our core target crowd, if you would, you know, and so I'm really anxious to get those guys out on the water.
Cool. And you say there's going to be 10 of them coming out to spend time with you?
Yeah, and these are all 10 new guys that have not come out with us before, so.
So they'll be their first experience in kayak fishing? And
I don't think it's going to be their first. There's at least one that I know that has been involved with it in Texas there at Brooks
uh-huh.
Medical Center. But this will be his first saltwater. So I'm
cool.
Try to get him out of that bass mentality and get him into that redfish mentality.
There you go. If there's anybody out there listening to podcasts, listening live, that maybe want to come out and help, I mean, do you guys need help? Do you need any support, or where can they go to find out?
We're always looking for volunteers. We have our volunteers in place for this event, and I'll just preface that by saying that when we do these events, we like to keep them low key.
Right.
We're one-on-one. each vet has a angler, I will say a seasoned angler, that will be right with them the whole day, and that's it. We don't really want a lot of people hanging around. While we appreciate the help, we have to look at it from our veterans' point of view. Some of these guys don't even want to come out of the house. They're apprehensive about their disabilities. They're dealing with stuff that you and I can't even imagine. Mm-hmm. And with a bunch of people hanging over them, that's just, that's not what we're there for. We're there one-on-one to fish, decompress, so we like to keep it small.
Right. And that's why I asked the question, because I was pretty sure that you guys had it set up for this one, but for future ones or for support on the outside or for support around things, you know.
We're always looking for people. I mean, you know, we had some of our regulars that were having some prior commitments, and, you know, life happens. People can't make it, and it's always good to have a list of, you know, guys that you can call and say, hey, we need your help this weekend, and we can count on them.
So, but I'm sure that you can answer questions, or do you guys have a website for the local chapter? Or?
No, we have a Facebook page. It's okay. I'm pulling that up right now.
All right.
It's just the Heroes on the Water Tampa Bay chapter.
Right. And so, like I said, it's something that, I mean, we've done some work here with in Georgia kayak fishing, state of Georgia, and I've attended a couple of HAL events. And it's something that, like you say, I mean, some of these guys, the PTSD or some situations that it's just like you really got to treat it in a special way, in a sensitive way and stuff that you just don't want a big bunch of group. And it's not like that we're saying, no, we don't want any help, but it's like
we always appreciate the help.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like I said, for this event, we've got our volunteers in place. I'm putting a link up now. If anybody's interested that's listening tonight, you're in the Tampa Bay area, you want to help out, you can contact us through our Facebook page. We'll get a hold of you. We'll get your email, your phone number, that good stuff. We'll put you on the list in case we need to, contact you for future. And hopefully this thing builds to where we need to, we need to reach out and get more people involved.
Right. No, absolutely. No, so there it is in HAL Tampa Bay, HOW, that's Heroes on the Water. And you can check them out on Facebook. And like I said, it's always good to have that list of people that are willing to help and just be standing by in case you're needed. So, cool. Well, let me say hi to a couple other callers here. Okay, you're on. What's going on? I touched the button. All right, let's see. There's 321. I think that's Chuck. Redfish Chuck. Hey, Chuck. There's a mute button. All right. How about area code?
Wow, so it wasn't just me.
I guess not, man. Area code 908.
Hey, Matt Chuck, Yak Chum. In the
I
house.
Know. Yeah, in the house. No, there's 321. It's Chuck, I think. I think that's Chuck. It's down in that area. Hold on.
He's sleeping.
He must be. I'm just going
to. I'd like to give a shout out to.
Go ahead.
Girls on the Water, Tampa. That's cool, man. I'm glad you guys are setting it up down there. I'm a part of New Jersey chapter leadership team, so we have a crazy year set up already. We already have 10 outings official. And being in Jersey, we have a real short season, so it's going to be crazy, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, man, you guys, I mean, you're not even ice out yet up there, are you?
I think we're there. I'm definitely, I'm off work tomorrow, and I'm definitely hitting the water in the morning, so.
Awesome. So,
yeah, I'm going to go down to the nuclear power plant where the water's a little warmer.
right. Oh,
see how that works out.
Yeah. And did you get to hook up with Woody and them last week at the paddle show?
Yeah, I said what's up to him and stuff. I didn't really get to talk to him. Everybody was crazy busy, so.
Right.
You know how those shows are. It's just, yeah, people rush in and, yeah, you're just going with the sales all out, you know.
Right. Did you see anything new up there or just the same old stuff and folks wishing it was warmer so they could get out in the water?
I actually really didn't get to walk around too much, unfortunately. But, yeah, everybody was waiting for the weather to kind of warm up a bit, you know. It was definitely a little bit slower than it was last year when the weather was warmer.
Right. So
yeah, there's still a lot of people, thousands of people, I'd have to say.
And that's just a paddle event. It's just is it like all kayaking and paddling? I mean, or is it just kayak fishing or?
It's all kayaking and paddling, canoeing, that kind of
right.
that sort of type of expo. Yeah.
Total paddle sport type thing.
Exactly, and that's why
right.
it's called paddle sport.
Is that? Oh, wow! Yeah.
This is the New Jersey Paddle Sport Expo.
All right. Matt Trucks from where are you at in New Jersey, Matt?
I live in near Bridgewater, so that's about, if you're thinking New York City, I'm about 50 minutes west of New York City.
Awesome. So, let's see. R. Lee and them folks talking. Mark Lozier has joined us in the chat room. He's been in Curacao the last week doing some work down there. That must be tough, man, 80-degree weather and all that kind of stuff, right? So, well, let's go back to Mr. Becker. We haven't talked to him in a while. Greg, how you been, man?
I've just been busy, man.
Yeah?
Between, like I said, Bill's, you know, Bill mentioned the HOW event coming up. This is our first one of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, I don't remember how many events we had in last year. I'd say probably five or six over the summer anyway, to, you know, really coming up to speed. So it's good to get this year started. I think the only reason we're this late in the year is the expectation is a lot of the guys don't have cold water or colder water gear, even though the water's fishable all year round. So
right.
we're being sensitive to that, but very much looking forward to that being up and underway again. Last couple of weeks, my mom was actually down from New York for 10 days, and both Thursday nights we had opportunities to get together with her. So
cool.
My mommy took priority. And,
right.
She, you know, we had a good time with her. But
no argument there,
been out,
man.
Haven't been out on the water since the Greg Crisp Hammerhead trip.
Right.
But, you know, getting spanked by my 10-year-old that day was a great experience, though. He really did a great job out there on the water. So,
and the student surpasses the teacher, right?
Ain't it the very truth, though?
It's getting to be a more common occurrence. The same.
Oh, right. From the other side of the microphone there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I figure if I don't let him and Bill catch fish every now and then, I'll be always going fishing by myself. So, you got to let him on. I mean, Bill's always paddling out there and starting fishing 10 minutes before everybody else anyway. But, you know, I gotta go with Robert. So he's he's doing just fine.
Awesome, man.
And that's it, man. Work is work. Fishing will be fishing, and looking forward to a little bit warmer weather.
And you had a little bit of an accident. You kind of were doing some whitewater kayaking in the kitchen or something, and you took a bad spill there or something. How you doing?
Hit the tile floor after my daughter put laundry in the washing machine at 11, and at 1 went to move it to the dryer and found out that it had never shut off. It had been filling for 2 hours. So when I came out of the bedroom, through the living room, and into the water on the tile floor in the kitchen, I took a double header and tweaked my back up a little bit. But I've been trying to take it easy a little bit, and the hot tub set back up, been out there soaking, trying to get ready for Saturday. So looking forward to being out there on the water with the guys who very much deserve our support and attention. So,
right. So
was it feet overhead going down or face first?
No,
face first?
No, not quite. It was feet out from under, land on back, hit head on the counter on the way down, get halfway back up, get halfway back up, dizzy, have feet go out again, land in water, and basically swam through the kitchen to the washing machine in the laundry room. I imagine if the, you know, I would have gotten a 5.4 from the Russian judge, but
yeah,
you know, aside from that, it was entertaining for my daughter, I guess. But
and you didn't get to, there was no fishing involved, right?
There was definitely no fishing involved.
Oh man!
Although there was enough water there that you know, the redfish could have been tailing in there, but there was no water there yet.
No, man. Don't mean to make light of your situation, but
No, it's all good now. I mean, it lacked entertainment value at the time, for sure. But
right. So, all right. Let's give them a try again here. Area code 502. I think that's Kentucky somewhere. Hello, Kentucky. Is that you, 502? Is that Adam?
Yeah, it's Adam.
Yak angler Adam. All right.
Yes, sir.
Welcome aboard.
Happy to be aboard.
Right? You know everybody. Let me say a quick hi to a couple of folks that have joined us in the chat room. We've got Mr. Peter Miller. Like I said, Mark Lozier joined us, and I think he's down maybe Curacao. Hammerhead, Greg Crisp has joined us in. And a bad backcast is in the house. So welcome to them. Yes, like I said, if you got a social media account, go ahead and dial in or go ahead and log in that way, and you can participate in the chat room. And then also we've got, let's try 321 again. Florida, hello.
Yo.
It's the bearded one, Chuck.
What's going on?
How are you doing, man?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Things are good, yeah.
What's the temp over there?
Right now it's probably about 62, 63 degrees.
Oh, man.
Showing off quickly.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Not too bad. Actually, it was quite nice out today compared to this morning when I woke up. There's frost on the roof of the new house. So,
frost.
The dreaded frost. But no, it's getting nicer and nicer. I think tonight we're supposed to get down into the 30s or 40s, and then warm up towards the weekend. So it'll be good.
I hear the weekend is looking good for some serious time on the water, maybe. So.
Well, that's that crazy temperature swing you got going on there.
I know, right? Like 40 degrees, 50 degrees over the week. Man. So, I think Mr. Miller there, Peter Miller, joining us for the first time maybe here in Kayak Fishing Radio in our chat room. So, Adam, man, what do we owe the pleasure of having you join us here in Buzzard's Row?
Yeah, you just called me on a good night, man.
Just called you on a good night? Okay, so... So what's it been like up there, man? How are you? And Adam is our man of the he's responsible for our upcoming boondoggle. We don't have an announcement to make tonight, but it's getting closer, right, Adam? Please tell them they're not believing me anymore.
Yeah, it is getting closer. I think we were in the final steps.
And we're working with the tourism board to try to we're trying to step it up all the time and bring the boondoggle experience to as many folks as we can. So, but
to be completely honest, I don't think any of us were ready for what Chuck brought to the table at the last boondoggle, and so it made us start acting like some big boys for this boondoggle.
Right.
So we've been working hard and getting our ducks in a row, and hopefully, fingers crossed, next week we'll be able to announce something.
Yeah, and we've been putting together proposals and budgets, and I mean, like we're real businessmen. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. I
won't believe you if you announce it on Monday. So.
Yeah, you won't believe it.
Nope.
Okay. Well, we'll announce it
first, by the way.
Yeah. We'll
in that case, we'll announce it Monday, and then we'll change it on Tuesday.
There you go. Sweet.
Right. So, but stay with us. It's going to be good. And then we've got kind of maybe a new concept coming up for the follow on Boondoggles from that. So we're the issue is I mean we got huge, and luckily I mean the every Boondoggle that we've had has just been a step up, and I mean it's like. I've been doing statistics all week, and so this is like, if you charted this out, it's absolute crazy curve where, you know, from the first Boondoggle 3 years ago, where we're at Little Talbot Island in Jacksonville, and there's about maybe, 20 of us hanging out, having a good time, to, you know, then we jump up at Virginia Beach and have a big giant event, and our first time in a host, you know, at a big catered meal in a restaurant and stuff, and then boom, cars park, and we got 300 people more hanging out with us. So now our biggest problem is, well, heck, man, if everybody keeps showing up, we've got to have a place to put all the folks, you know. We've got to, and it's like, I mean, cars was just about packed, right? I mean, Chuck, they pretty much, we loaded cars up for the weekend, right?
Yeah, we put it to you like this. Cars Park has never had a crowd that large during a weekend-long event ever in the history of Cars Park. So that just goes to tell you how
right.
big it was.
And we also had, you know, we had the Virginia contingency, you know, covering the left flank out at the KOA campground, and there were some folks staying in hotels over at the port and some hotels in Titusville. So that's our problem now, is finding a place that has a venue big enough to so everybody can hang out, you know. I think
at this point, you figure we're trying to lock down one campground and then potentially secure a second one for overflow.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, we're probably getting ready to, I mean, 1 year we're probably going to have to go to Woodstock and show it off, right? I mean, so.
Even you're drinking at an event that big.
Oh, that's my old stomping ground, so I can hook you up on that.
That's right, man. Get Mr. Becker with a little headband, some Paisley, bell bottoms, and right, a little Jimi Hendrix playing in the background.
You know,
as a matter of fact, that's what I'm wearing right now.
Yeah. I was about to say, I'm getting a really awkward visual right now.
I just threw up a little bit in my mouth.
I heard you in there, Chuck. What are you trying to get out, man?
I was just going to say, you know what was really cool about both the Virginia Boondoggle and the Cars Park Boondoggle was, even though they were large attendances, it still had a very, I think, organic feel to it in both spots, because everybody still had their own little groups that they would hang around and kind of do their own thing with. And I think going forward, is that's one of the things I know that me and Adam had talked about. I know me and you had talked about too, Chip, is that that's really important to us, is to keep that kind of a feel, you know, about it. And you're going to have those little quickie type groups, like the guys from the Northeast. They kind of were in their own little spot, and then you had another spot with all the guys from Jacksonville and stuff. It was cool.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it was kind of like, you know, this and Cap D there, he sent me some stuff on it, like a jamboree that they're doing, and it's pretty good layout and stuff. And that, you know, that's kind of it. It's kind of like a rendezvous or a jamboree, you know, where you've got all the tribes coming in, you know, and they're in their little campsites, but you can visit them all and still have the fellowship and, you know, just hanging out with everybody. And that's important. And that's what we're trying to, you know, working now, stepping it up to where we want to be able to, you know, get a campground that, you know, we've got, like, you know, first rights for reservations and stuff, you know, so that we can get everybody in there and make sure that, you know, everybody gets an opportunity to join in on the fun and stuff. So, and I mean, Adam, we did a survey, right? Do you have any of the information off of the survey we can share? You know, like some of the things folks liked. I mean, for the most part, I think whatever we asked, everybody's like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, you caught me on the spot. Give me 30 seconds to pull it up, and then we can.
All right, so we got Tommy Head Jigs joining us in the chat room. There's Tommy, And kayak fishing has joined us. Let's see, who else? I got a couple of you. Chris Johnson, a friend from Pensacola area. So glad you guys could join us tonight. And but yeah, so we're trying to get it, trying to make it happen. It's just going to take us a couple more days, but we listen to folks. If you participated in our post boondoggle survey, there, Adam's pulling up a few of the numbers that some of the questions we asked, and it's interesting to see what people are wanting. Some of the things that we thought that, you know, we were worried about, you know, we that everybody enjoyed and everybody seemed to have a great time. So, but anyways. If you didn't see our, did you see the bunnies, Chuck? Did you see my bunny video there, man?
Love the bunnies.
Did you love the bunnies, man? I thought you might like the bunnies. So, guys
love
are, you know, we're hanging out to a little gangster rap there. So
that's. I always look forward to that coming around a holiday. You know, you can always count on Chip to come up with some thing. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So I haven't found the right card yet to, you know, send to my Tampa friends there. Get them involved in the game, so we'll work on something like that. But anyways, so fishing has been good the last week. Bill, did you guys get out and do any fishing last week or so?
No, last weekend was, we were blown off the water. It was,
yeah,
couldn't get out.
Right. Matt, you haven't had a chance to get in the water yet, right?
Nah, I'm definitely getting out to tomorrow morning and probably Saturday. So.
And probably Saturday.
I'm going 2 days in a row to start it off.
What's the water temps like up there right now, man?
I was just looking at the maps, and they're saying like 48.
Oh, man.
That's why I'm going down by the Oyster Creek nuke power plant down there and get water temps around probably in the low 60s this time of year. So there should be some striped bass in there. Actually, a couple of buddies of mine, they've been catching speckled trout in there. And I was like, man, there must be like some wormhole from Florida into there or something, because that's not normal for up here.
Really? You don't normally get the speckled trout?
Nah, just the weak fish, which are a little bit different.
Right, like I think we call them sugar trout or sand trout, right?
They're the ones that look purple.
Like purple. Because it's so cold in the water, man.
Yeah, weak fish are bigger.
Weak fish are bigger?
Much bigger.
Yeah, weak fish are much bigger than sea trout and the sugar trout and stuff.
How big is a weak fish get?
Oh, you can catch them up in the 20 pounds range, you know.
20 pounds?
Yeah.
They almost look, you know what they look like, Chip? They look like a giant sea trout without a yellow mouth and without a... quite so many spots.
But they're purple because
like they're
so cool.
Kind of like a purple
out of California.
Oh, okay.
They got kind of a purple look to them, and they got the yellow pectoral fins, though.
All right. So you're going to catch some and show us some pictures, right?
They're not really in yet. But
oh, okay.
The speckled trout are there, which is weird. I've never caught a speckled trout in Jersey. And there's some redfish in there, which is even weirder.
It's global warming, man.
it's a nuclear power plant water.
Sucked up in Hurricane Sandy and dragged up the coast.
It's dragged
them
all the way up there.
Well, we had redfish before the hurricane up here. They probably just got stuck in there and never left.
Right.
That's the only thing I could figure.
Okay. So Adam has queued me up that he's got some of the survey stuff up. So what did we ask people, Adam?
So we asked some questions like, have you been to a previous boondoggle? And 61% said they had not been to a previous boondoggle.
Wow.
But that just goes to show the growth.
Right.
I think one thing that's pretty interesting is how far did you travel?
Okay.
So the bulk of people traveled within 100 miles, 38%. The second largest group traveled 100 to 200 miles. That was 22%.
Mm-hmm.
But between 2 and 500 miles, and we broke that down into two sections, 2 and 300, 3 to 500, those were pretty small margins. The third largest traveled group was more than 500 miles, 21%. traveled more than 500 miles to attend a boondoggle.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's some good numbers, though. I mean, that's cool that you got people willing to travel that far to hang out with us, you know. And we really appreciate it. I mean,
that's the only thing that held me from coming was it would take me a day to get there and a day to get home. and that's not stopping.
You could have just stood outside and Hammerhead would have picked you up, man.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but what else have you got for us, Adam?
Let's see. We have 95% of the people that like the raffle. So kudos to our boy Chuck there. So here's a good one. 82% of people said that they would like to see some sort of vendor information or vendor booths.
Okay. So, all right. So they want to know kind of like, you know,
I think they want to know what's being given away in the raffles. Who are the people that are, you know, are donating things? They want more information about the products in general.
Cool. And you know, that's something that I think Nate from Squoosh was our first vendor to show up, really. And that was at Chuckalowski, the 2nd February, the 2nd President's Day boondoggle. We had Nate Touche from Squoosh Seats, and that was really cool. And that was kind of what we set the guidelines on, you know, vendors being there. We're not looking for sales pitches or anything like that. We're looking for them to come out and be real people with us and find out about their product. And it was very interesting to see somebody bring their product out and then use it. So,
yeah, for October, we didn't have any product reps, but we had the one and only Kayak Kevin, so that
yeah,
made up for it.
That's true, man. We had Kevin. So, but yeah, so I, that's interesting that folks would be interested in finding out. So if you got a product, I mean, I'm sure that the next time we're going to have Tommy there from Tommy Head Jigs. Woody from Native Watercraft has shown up to the last boondoggle, and he's enjoyed it and participated. What a great time! And that's
I got. Sorry, Chip. I got confirmation from Hobie that in some form or fashion they will be a part of it as well.
Mr. Hobie's going to be there.
Say what?
No, I was joking, man. There's a Mr. Hobie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Mr. Hobie, no. Whatever.
Yeah. Cool. So we'll get to see another manufacturer and get to know who they are and meet the people. That's a real kind of interesting marketing twist, I think, that the opportunity that we get at the boondoggle is to get out in the water and use the product with the person. So anything else?
Here's a good one, Chip. You know, we're all about family. We're all, you know, about bringing family out to these events. 81% of people said that they would like to learn more about activities within the local community for families and kids to do.
Cool. Yeah, and that's kind of the thing, too. I mean, that we want to show the local area. I mean, there's a lot of folks that I don't think it ever got an opportunity to fish in the Titusville area. And you don't really know. I mean, you may have picked up a Florida Sportsman magazine or a Coastal Angler or something and heard about the Banana River or the Mosquito Lagoon or something like that. And, you know, it's an interesting ecosystem to show up in. And that's what we try to, you know, to spotlight the area and the local opportunities and the fisheries. So that's cool. I'm glad everybody was on board with that and like to know more. So there's probably some interesting things that could happen around that. So awesome. Anything else?
Just a lot of, you know, other stuff for us to figure out how we can
okay.
do things better. I mean, for the most part, everyone loved the Boondoggle. Everyone thought that it was well organized and well planned. And you know how it is. It's kind of like when you're sitting in the middle of an event,
uh-huh.
and you see all the things happening around you. You see everything. And
yeah.
But to the person involved in the actual consumer end of the experience, they're just having a good time.
That's cool.
So, So it's good to know that while sometimes we stress out or Chuck is running around about to tear down flagpoles or something.
With his beard on fire.
Yeah, that people are really just enjoying themselves and having a good time.
So it works out, man. All the stress and everything works out. People are having a great time, and that's what we want the Boondoggles to be. So like
the only
we said,
thing I think the last Boondoggle was missing was a giant stage and a band lineup.
Well, yeah, we've got that in our notebook. So
we may get Becker in a bandana and some cut off denim shorts and have the Who out there.
There you go again. I'll be doing the national anthem on an electric ukulele.
Oh,
do not put him in shorts.
I want
long pants.
Seats, front row.
You know, I think Becker could probably put on a pair of my jeans and they would be Daisy Dukes, as tall as that guy is.
Oh, gross.
Now even I'm uncomfortable.
All right. Well,
Danger Will Robinson.
Yes, danger man. So well, let's we're running around the hour here. So Bill and you guys are working on the Howe event this weekend. So good luck on that one.
Yes, we are.
All right. Any special group you want to thank for support or anything like that?
Oh, you got me on the spot, Chip.
Yeah.
We're just thankful for the opportunity to be out there doing what we do.
At paddlefishing.com, yeah.
Yeah, we can certainly thank them for helping us get the word out for our volunteers. That's the other website that you can find out our information is there.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we look forward to hearing a report from you. And Mr. Becker, you're going to be joining in on that affair too?
Not as an afterthought, but yeah, we're definitely for it. Robert and I are usually out there. He's got another commitment this weekend, but... I'll be out there flying the flag.
All right. Well, good luck to you guys. Have a great event, man. Appreciate you joining us here for Thursday night on Buzzard Row.
Thanks for having us.
I'm going to have to create like a buzzard patch, you know, so you get, you know, get your buzzard patch for being on Buzzard Row on Thursday night. It'll be official old buzzard, so. But it's something to be known of proudly.
Listen, don't say buzzard around me too much, okay, because...
They hang out around you?
They do, man.
Things go the way they've been. You know, I look over my shoulder, and there's one standing there looking at me, winking, like, yeah, buddy, you're next. I'm coming for you.
Just smile back at him, Bill. All right, man. Matt, you're going to be in the water tomorrow morning?
Indeed.
Well, at least you're going to be on a kayak, but hopefully not in the water, but and catching some fish, right?
I'll be on the water, on my kayak, catching fish. Yes, that's the plan. And Saturday,
right.
too.
Good luck, man.
We'll see how it goes. It is early still. It is still freezing cold out. So think of me at 3 in the morning when I'm shivering.
Oh, man. All right. All right. Well, tight lines and good luck to you, man.
Thank you.
All right, Chuck, you're going to be – well, we'll come back to you in a second, Chuck. Cap D, what are you doing, man? You got out and done any fishing?
No, heck no. Too cold. Work's too hard. Just hating life up here in the Great White North. We are going to a local fishing show Saturday on the Eastern Shore, though. See if there's not a rod or a reel or something to buy over there.
Okay. So, yeah, because you can always use another one, right?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Definitely. There's no such thing as too many rods or too many reels. In fact, you always have, like, a rod that needs a reel or a reel that needs a rod, right?
Yeah, in this case, TSA destroyed a few, so I need some rod tips and a few of those.
Oh, right. All right, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, good to hear from you.
Yeah, man.
And I think we're at Matt and Chuck and Adam. Adam, are you going to be fishing this weekend?
Not this weekend.
You're not going out with the Smack crew?
Well, that was last weekend. This weekend, I'm pretty packed with... Apparently, when you have a kid, you've got a lot of stuff going on around Easter. Family visits and all that stuff.
So. Oh, that's right, man. It is Easter weekend. Yeah, so... And you got the brand new baby, first Easter, and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Pictures, dresses, all that stuff, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, enjoy it, man. And I'm sure we'll be seeing some posts on that, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Hey, thanks for joining us tonight. And Chuck, so you're going to kick it off next week?
Yeah, man.
With the Monday night kickoff?
Hoping to have a fishing report. Hopefully I will catch my first official fish out of a Hobie. Planning to go on Saturday with, seems like half of the Space Coast Kayak Angler group wants to go. So,
aren't you guys like doing some kind of Troutzilla tournament at Cars this weekend?
No. This weekend it's just, you know, kind of get out and do some fishing. And then next weekend there's a Tropic Bay tournament. And the following weekend is the Troutzilla that's being put on by the newly formed Cars Park Kayak League. And
Kayak League.
Yes, indeed, a league. The reason why we created a league is because it would allow for us to be able to host tournaments at Cars Park without having to bring in, you know, another tournament series or what have you. And that would also open up camping for the weekend of the tournament.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So, like, little miniature boondoggles, if you will. And then that's pretty much it. But, yeah, can't wait to get out on the water on Saturday. Unfortunately, it won't be in my personal boat, because it's still, I guess, on its way or being made or something, I don't know, from California. And then, I'll be out there and then outbound, so it'll be fun.
All right, man. Well, you guys tune in on Monday, 8 o'clock Eastern, and Chuck will be telling you all about that and kicking off the week for us, all right? So,
yeah,
guys, thanks a lot. We appreciate you joining us here, Buzzards Row. And all the folks in the chat room, we've got a bunch of folks there to thank. Saw Rob, the Bad Backcast in there, Cap D, Chris Johnson out of Pensacola, Hammerhead from the Great White North up in New Hampshire, Latin Yakin. That's a new one. I haven't seen that one before. Welcome aboard. Play the Kayak Girl song. I will do that. Mr. Miller, thanks for joining us. R. Lee, T. Morris, I saw you there. Yes, it is Easter, man. I got to go dye the eggs and hide the eggs. But it's April Fool's Day, so are we just kidding or what? All right. But we'll see you next time. Tommy, see you, Jack Chum. Good night, guys. Kayak Fishing Radio, thanks a lot. Good night. Where is my kayak girl? There she is. Good night, y'all. Play.
She was 21. Looking fine, she had a lot into this heart of mine. She told me her name, and I told her mine. She said, what's up, you think it's about time? So we jumped in her boat, paddled the way. I thought this would be another laser day. Thought it was time for me to take a dip. So she checked me with a paddle and I went flip. Paddle hard and paddle fast, problematic paddle or paddle fast. Pardon while she rocks my boat, I'm just trying to stay afloat. Paddle hard and paddle fast, problematic paddle to paddle path. Pardon while she rocks my world. Forever she will be my kayak girl. A couple hours later after we say goodbye, she calls me on the phone.
phone and says, hey, kayak guy. My knees started shaking, the water starts to swirl. I think I fell in love with my kayak.